The state of Utah is facing some water challenges. Utah is the second driest state in the nation and consumes the most water per capita. The population is also predicted to double by the year 2060, according to the governor's office. To help meet current and future needs, the Utah Division of Water Resources has launched a campaign called H2Oath, Utah's Waterwise Pledge. The program encourages Utahns to actively participate in water conservation.
We hear from a lot of individuals and organizations saying they want to conserve water, but they're not exactly sure how to go about that.
That's Communications Director for the Department of Natural Resources, Nathan Schwabach.
What the oath is designed to do is give some basic tips on small changes that they can make, that when collectively we make these changes, it has a lasting and long impact.
I've never heard of H2Oath, but it sounds like a great idea. I'm always interested in conserving water.
Phyllis Smith of Smithfield recently attended a water usage seminar in Logan, where local experts talked about water-wise plants and lawn watering strategies. Schwabach says local forums like the one in Logan, along with statewide initiatives like H2Oath, help to educate the public on how they can participate in water conservation efforts.
The governor's office had set a goal of conserving 25% water by the year 2025. We are coming much closer to that goal. Does that mean conservation efforts end when we reach that goal? Absolutely not.
Division of Water Resources notes that there are several benefits of participating in the oath. Conserving water saves energy and has positive effects on the environment and people's wallets. The H2Oath provides several tips for decreasing water usage. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.